We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Thank you for everything you've done for the New York Giants. We have this game ball to present to you, which attempts to list all of your accomplishments. I'm not sure we got them all.
Player of the week in the NFC? Only four times.
2016, he was voted 47 to top 100. How many times do you think he's been passer rating, top 10?
Twice.
Twice is right.
You will always be the ultimate Giant.
That's enough to put you into the Hall of Fame.
I don't believe the New England Patriots are waiting till March 16th to get an answer from Tom Brady.
What is Tom Brady waiting for? To see if they get him more weapons, more receivers? What's Kraft going to do now? Dictate to Belichick, go get Brady weapons?
We don't really do it that way.
Kraft and Brady now the GM? No, that's not how it's going to work.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Right now.
Freedom. Expression of emotion may happen.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Okay. Little tease right there.
A little tease.
Little tease.
We have a and love that, connection we have created here. I'm so proud. I've never seen Tyler more excited at the beginning of a show in my he's been here over a year now, right, Tyler? At least
almost 1 year.
Almost 1 year.
Yes.
And I think he finally found a soulmate.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's all I heard.
What are we doing?
Everything was in slow motion, huh, Tyler?
No, there's a, okay, so
look at how nervous he is.
There's a new receptionist here.
Yep.
Say that. New receptionist. We just met the other day. Saw the intro, saw the email.
She's big into sports, too.
And I saw that she went to Indiana University.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, my producer's from Indiana.
Wearing an IU shirt right now.
Come on down. Let's introduce you.
So wait a minute. Tyler's been here.
Like, I was the manager of the basketball
team. Is that what he did? He did it my impression.
She's like, I was there those years. You were the basketball manager. And Tyler's
that's
like,
a female Glenn Ordway.
I was on the sideline. You might have seen me. Were you in the student section? Yeah, I was in the student section. So I think there's something going on here.
I think Tyler, I got to give connection. It to him.
She grew up there at the same town.
You're excited. I can tell there's a different.
Can't wait for the weekend.
There's a different feel to you.
I did feel a spark. You guys
so
felt it too, right?
Here's what I want to know. You've been here 11 months now.
Send them out to dinner.
What's wrong with the women in Massachusetts? You got an issue?
No, there's
he had to wait for somebody to walk in the door from Indiana, and he gets excited.
If she was to make you a meal that would represent Indiana, that would really melt your heart. Would it be fried squirrel?
See, cornbread.
See, that's not
what would it be?
And now you're making fun
sausage
of where
gravy.
It comes from.
Sausage and gravy.
I don't know about an Indiana meal, but my favorite meal is just a basic steak. Some steak and macaroni.
Wow,
and
you
cheese.
Hear that? What's her name? Bonnie.
Her name was Bailey. It's a good name.
Oh, the lady who walked in. Her name was Bailey.
By the way, one of the country's great steakhouses,
right,
so Indianapolis, St. Elmo's.
It is. The thing is, that just sort of happened.
Cocktail.
Like 5 minutes.
Oh, the sauce they put on it. You die of that stuff. But he's all excited today.
Yep, all excited.
I just
you guys excited?
You guys think I had a
chance? You know how we always have our food? He's like, guys, want me to go get your food? Your food's upstairs. No, they bring it down, Tyler. No, I'll be right back.
I tell you what, it's a good day for Tyler when they tell you to put on the anti-suicide smock. It's a bad day.
Oh, yeah. Did you get yours on?
Day.
No, you're good. He's good now.
No,
he's got
the smock
off, smock Tyler.
On.
Take that smock off.
First of all, the $100,000, he's going to pay like 10%.
You're talking about Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Okay. And that's a Segui.
Thank you, Ryan.
That money's going down the drain, boys.
So he got arrested. He turned himself in late last night.
Warrant out for his arrest. He turns himself in. Okay, now there's a long list of things that he needs to do now. But I can, as far as...
He can't fulfill any of them.
Well, no. Okay, so there's the $100,000 bail, which I think is a lot.
By the way,
throwing rocks?
Yeah. Took him a long time to get that, didn't he? He didn't get it right away.
To get what?
The money.
Oh, I mean, well, he has to get a bail.
Well, he went to the bondsman.
He
didn't
get a bail bondsman.
Yeah.
Chico's bail bondsman.
Got it. I still think he's broke. Anyways, continue.
Well, there's he's got to have... I don't even have it in front of me. I'm just doing it off the top of my head. You have
it in front of you? Brown to require a GPS monitor.
There you go.
Once he's out. Also ordered Brown to undergo drug testing, relinquish his firearms, have no contact with the victim, surrender his passport, undergo a mental health evaluation, and abide by all of the ensuing recommendations.
Yeah, he has no chance of fulfilling any of them.
The eval's got to take place within 10 days of his release.
Forget about it.
What do you think that eval's going to say?
He's crazy.
He's crazy.
I mean, is it? I actually can tell you this. I feel bad for him. I feel sorry for him. What a pathetic just look to think where this guy was, all the opportunities, advantages he had in life, and now he threw rocks at a moving van and berated this guy, and he's in cuffs in a suicide mock.
Yeah, like, but
Smock, they think he's such a danger to himself that they actually put him in a suicide smock.
Have you guys ever seen this thing, the suicide smock?
What does it prevent you from doing?
No, but I don't spend a lot of time
hanging yourself. Can you not hang yourself
around the courthouse?
But we've seen instances before where like guys have gone in front of a judge and, you know, sentenced or pushed back, whatever. Like,
well, Lou, he wouldn't
suicide smock.
He wouldn't leave his house for 38 hours. So they probably thought that he was a risk. But here's why the judge
a risk, because he threw rocks.
Yeah, but you say this is the worst for him throwing rocks. But the judge made a point in dealing all of this stuff out.
Why
the cops have made 18 visits to his house in the last month. Think about that. 30 days in the month. 18 of those 30 days, the police were at his house.
So they go to work. Thinking,
who goes to work?
The cops.
Yeah.
It's more than every other day.
Yeah.
18 in a month?
Firing. Yeah, we're going over to AB's house again.
They wake up and they go to the station. They're like, all right.
Want to go there first?
Who wants to go to AB's today? You know what? You're on AB watch. When we get the call, you go today, because I went yesterday. And he cussed me up and down. I don't want to deal with it. 18 times in a month?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's never been arrested.
They might as well pay rent.
So they write him up, right? But he has no priors. He hasn't been arrested. So they never arrested him.
I think he does have priors.
No, but in that last month, nobody ever arrested him. I feel like the judge overreacted.
Oh, I don't think
$100,000 for bond?
No.
Okay, listen, make him go to some sort of counseling, have him get a mental evaluation, take his guns, definitely. But $100,000?
Well, no, I think she was trying to make it.
What do you get if you jaywalk?
Well, how much had to do with, and I don't know this, when the warrant came out, it took him, more than 24 hours to turn himself in?
Yeah, that's part of it.
So is that part of why
the other guy got $20 grand? The other guy, his trainer got 20.
The warrant comes out. Say, okay, you walk into the station. You give yourself up, like the trainer did, $20 grand. You sit and lock yourself in the house for an entire day?
Trainer did in the first hour.
$100 grand.
First day. I'm surprised it wasn't more than $100 grand, and I'll tell you why. Because he is a flight risk. He's a guy that he's got money.
No.
He's got
Ray
money.
Ray Caruth is a flight risk.
No, he's
O.J. Simpson is a flight risk.
He's got money.
He's not a flight risk.
He's got
where's
money.
Where's he going to go? Argentina?
The trainer probably.
Because he threw rocks at a moving van.
Hey, Twitter.
Come
world.
On. He's not a flight risk. That's over. They're overreacting.
I don't think they're
overreacting. Over some rocks and a couple scratches?
No.
This isn't you know, the NFL. This isn't a kangaroo court. This is a real court. That's what I thought.
They're trying to protect him.
I like it. That's what his lawyer said.
They're trying to protect
him. Really?
No, we're talking about scratches.
Yes.
That was the quote.
What are we doing here?
They're trying to protect him from himself. That's what they're trying to do. Because he's a risk for. Why do you think they have him in the suicide outfit?
You tell me. Does he look like a guy that would hurt himself?
Yes.
In a suicide smock.
Christian.
What color is it?
Christian.
Is it like a beige? Or what does it go with? What kind of shoes is he wearing?
It looks like a dark blue or something like that.
What,
right?
Can he not? I mean, it looks like a ski vest.
Look like he's ready to go on one of those.
I don't understand.
What do they call those things?
Is it for somebody else trying to attack him or himself?
Himself.
What is that? He's just like it's like a bulletproof vest. He's going to like stab himself in the chest.
No, it doesn't allow you to take anything and wrap it
around your neck, so he doesn't hang himself.
That's right. That's what they're preventing.
But here's the thing.
But I think he's not
in a cell.
But I totally disagree with you.
This is ridiculous.
In 30 days,
an embarrassment.
It isn't.
I'm sticking around again.
In 30 days.
What am I doing?
In 30 days, the police were there 18 times. When they finally went to the house and you had what happened with the moving van, the trainer turned himself in immediately. Immediately, he went back into the house, locked all the doors, locked all the windows, and told everybody to go away.
Hold on. Did they put the trainer in a suicide smock?
I think so. No, I don't know.
No, they did not put him in a suicide smock. What type of behavior?
Because he turned himself in.
What type of behavior led them to believe that he needed to be paraded in front of the courthouse in front of the judge in a suicide smock.
Why are you suddenly so
I don't know. I think it kind of aggravates
me. Do you
think the Patriots should give him a call? Get him back on the team? Is that what you think today?
Well, I think that he needs some help. But I just feel like that's a little bit overboard. I think it's kind of nutty.
He's not ever playing.
I mean, he was high up. He was smoking pot.
He's never playing
for
another NFL team.
But he never showed any signs of harming himself or harming others other than the pebbles that he threw at Dimitri.
Oh, now they're pebbles.
Yeah, you downplay it. It's a lawyer's deal,
Ryan. So he actually attacked him. According to the driver, he attacked him.
Okay, well, fine.
Scratches. Talk about scratches.
Whatever. I mean, I guess you could embellish anything if you want.
If I'm that driver,
he kicked me in the knee. Listen, I'm going past. He hit me in the belly.
The cops down there, they've dealt with the guy an awful lot in the last month or whatever it might be. They had a warrant for his arrest. His trainer walked out. Fine, here you go, $20,000 bail. He locked himself in his house. I don't know if there was any communication between the two. You know, maybe there was a call. Maybe if there was screaming through the window. I don't know. But maybe they got a better idea of reasons why they thought maybe he's on suicide.
I want you to take a break.
We just started the show.
I have an issue right now. I'm done with this.
I'm done with this.
This has got a very good chance of being a salty Friday.
Why?
Because I just there's 10 minutes into it. I gassed. Guys, get over it.
No, I'm gonna get over it. Go out the door.
What are you guys like? 6 years old?
Yes.
Come on.
It's embarrassing.
No, I think
a guy relieves himself. You go. You stink. Oh my god.
No, there's Hold relieving it. Yourself.
I'll smash during the break. That'll help the rest of the day. How's that?
Why can't we get some advertiser to kind of, we have the weight loss stuff that you do.
Yes.
Why can't you have some sort of cleansing system?
It's a cleanse.
You
want me to cleanse?
So bad.
You know how bad that will be?
So bad. You should at least put up a finger hey, here it comes, guys.
Speaking of which, it's just a testy time
right now.
He's
got a finger up.
I just want to announce that I have an itch that I need to scratch.
Oh, good.
I tried to be respectful.
Really?
I try to be nice, and I can't do it anymore.
Oh, I saw this.
I can't do it anymore. I don't know what it is. I've had enough.
He's attacking people.
Is it baseball related?
He can't help himself.
Baseball. I'm done.
I have an itch.
I want to get off my chest before the weekend so I feel better.
Can we call this Itchy Friday?
You got one too?
I have an itch also. You're part of my itch.
Oh, that's good.
But it's not what you just did, not the bomb you just dropped in front of us. But that's not it. But I have an itch also.
They need to take the phones away from Trump and Merlone. That's what they need to do.
Thanks, Scratchy.
Yeah, extremely dangerous.
Didn't do anything wrong.
With Twitter and with the phones. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls. We got a bunch to get to today. Hey, how about those Red Sox? They're about to make a trade? Huh? We'll get to all of that. It is Friday right here on OAMF at 617-779-7937.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Oh, geez, it's me. What's up, everybody? Let me just
stench in here.
Let me just wave this smell away. But
I'm going out of the room.
Grow up.
It's so bad. If anybody knew what was going on in this room, they would have a lot more sympathy for
it. Try to read this spot. Go ahead.
I'm gonna try.
Good luck.
Woo! What's up? Oh my gosh! All right, here it is. Come on, listen. Big game coming up. The matchup is set, and both teams are ready and already preparing for the biggest game of the year. Time is almost up on the football season, but you still have time to feed your fantasy fix with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, throw, and catch mean more with the DraftKings lineup on the line. Go to DraftKings.com/WEEI for a limited time. Both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 on your next deposit. That's DraftKings.com/WEEI. And you can get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm going to object to relevant.
All right, hold on, gentlemen, hold on. I understand the allegations are very serious, and I understand everything surrounding this case, but this is still a first appearance court, and we're not going to turn this into a full-on testimonial hearing where everyone's presenting evidence and making legal argument. It's not going to happen this morning. Bond on count one will be set at $100,000. If Mr. Brown does post his monetary bond, he will be placed on pretrial supervision. I'm ordering at this time a level one GPS monitor. As we've discussed, his passport will be surrendered to Mr. Schwartzreich, who will hold it in his office under lock and key.
Damn. All right, that's the judge laying it all out to Antonio Brown. We're hearing from some police who claim that the reason they threw the anti-suicide smock on him might have been because he might have threatened to take his own life. And it might have been just his way of screaming back at them when he locked himself into his house and said...
It makes no sense for him to... for them to be nervous about him unless he alluded to the fact that, I'm not happy. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And they said, well, hell, I don't want to be responsible for this guy doing anything stupid to himself. Let's put this thing in him. But again, his dumbass fault.
Ain't no justice for the real. Right?
So he probably overacts, dramatizes the whole situation. And they say, you know what? You feel good about this? No. Well, yeah, I do. But why take any chances? Strap this thing on him. And then make him do almost like a perp walk.
It's all about liability.
No, exactly. But
if something, God forbid, if something really was to happen and they have that, in a cell, he's screaming it, or in the house, he was screaming it, and people are like, yeah, I heard him actually say that he would take his life. Well, then why don't you put the smock on? I thought he was joking.
I thought he was just kidding. Is this the bottom for him? I feel like the visual and the freedom that was removed from him and how they embarrassed him and mocked him just by having to put that thing on him and the mugshot that's out here for the stupid things that he did, I feel like this is the bottom.
No way.
Can it get worse?
No. This is a wake-up call.
Okay.
If he doesn't take it,
the bottom.
Bottom's coming. No. Bottom's coming. Did I say bottom? Well, because he's got this thing on for a couple of months? He's still Antonio Brown.
They slapped him with a $100,000 bail.
Do you think he's done anything wrong in his own mind?
Because bottom thinks,
like, look at yourself going, boy, I have problems. Look, I have nothing. It's over. What the hell did I do to myself? I got nothing. He's not there yet.
See, his lawyer is like one of those little reminders.
This is not the bottom yet.
And his lawyer, his lawyer's defending him.
OJ?
And that's his job.
They take his house.
They what?
They take his house. They take everything.
They're going to take his kids. I tell you what, the happiest person, his baby mama, who's already trying to get full custody
her
of
case
the kids.
Is strong.
She's got a good and he's going to say, listen, he's a detriment. He's this, he's that.
Come on,
look
Paul,
at him.
I love you.
Look at that. They got a suicide smock on him, Judge.
Well, Christian, think about this.
I can't take care of kids. He can't take care of himself.
18 times in the last month, the police claimed they were to his house. Well, three of those, he videotaped. Matter of fact, he went on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
He was streaming it out live. What are you thinking?
Get out of here, little man.
And it's not like he comes off looking good.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are like, I'm going to video this just to show everybody how the police treated me.
Yeah.
This is abuse. They're attacking me, because I'm an athlete. I'm a black man. I'm an athlete. No.
They're trying to ruin my reputation.
The video you show the world shows that you are an asshat.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You come off looking good.
And his lawyer's sitting there in front of the judge saying that I don't think he has any mental issues. Okay. His life is a reality show.
Tape.
He's misinterpreted and misunderstood.
Yeah, play the tape.
Isn't that what Gruden said?
Yes.
Hey, Gruden said the same thing. So, you're the most misunderstood.
So Christian, he's hearing this. And do you think that he thinks otherwise? He's not sitting there saying to his lawyer, hold on, counselor. I think I'm screwed up.
I think I got some problems. I have to do something about it. If you look
he's
at his text messages, or sorry, his texts, his tweets, his Instagram, all that stuff, he's the victim.
Right.
He thinks he's the victim. They're picking on him. They're trying to ruin his reputation. He's just being a B.
His agent cut him, let him go, because he said he needs mental health. He needs help right now. So that's going to play
into... He looks like a genius.
That's going to play into the baby mama's case.
Oh,
there's no
question.
Oh, yeah.
His own agent dropped him. He's screwed. Right.
But,
and that's when it comes to the... So you're right. I tell you what, this isn't even the bottom. You know what this is? This is the cliff.
Yeah.
This is what that is. Yeah.
He's going to tumble off that cliff.
This is the pride before the fall.
Yeah, this is
Can
the,
we say that? Does
this
that make
is
sense?
The yeah. fork in the road. Where do you go now? Do you take an honest look at yourself, given what just happened, and fix this thing? Or does it get worse?
It gets worse.
The fact that it can get worse tells you it's not the bottom.
Because, you know, you're right, though, because... What happens is this will just create a domino effect for everybody else who has a gripe against him, a case against him, or someone who is just maybe lying in the weeds and feels like, you know, now he's down.
So
now
because,
he's going to be desperate.
So because this is a legal issue now, and because of this legal issue and his actions, he needs to be drug tested by the state of Florida. Therefore, he suddenly now is part of the personal conduct policy of the NFL, if he wasn't before.
Well, if he fails.
That's correct. No.
Well, if he passes the test, why would he be in the drug?
Correct. That's correct. So if he fails the test and he was high, we believe he was high, right?
Sure.
Okay.
But we also believe there's ways to counter it.
Right now?
I don't know.
That's going to be pretty difficult to do that. They probably have already done that
test. He's never going to play in
the league. He's not going to play in the league.
He is. I'm going to do it.
Why would a team
touch him? Hold on. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Go ahead.
He is Dunsky.
Yep.
Officially.
I think he was Dunsky a few weeks back.
No, I think that's
the New Orleans issue.
I think this was it.
I don't know how he can, Lou.
What?
Because teams aren't going to touch him. First of all, you've got the mental aspect of it, that issue. Now, if he tests positive for the state, then he's suddenly in the drug program. If you're an NFL team, do you want that headache, that nightmare?
Well, the drug program with the league, one, I don't even know they could do that. Because he wasn't arrested for drug possession or smoking or doing drugs. They didn't, I mean,
according
did they
to Mike
drug
Florio,
test them?
According to Mike Florio, he says, apart from Brown's legal predicament, the latest incident further complicates his eligibility to play in the NFL. Since it constitutes a separate potential basis for discipline under the personal conduct policy.
Separate potential.
Right.
So it's potential. They could say, listen, I don't think it's actually a rule. Potentially they can invoke their right to test you based on what happened. It's the NFL more likely than not.
See, I would
not.
Say this. Okay, so let me give you a hypothetical. Mid-February, he checks himself into a rehab psychological whatever place, psychological testing and everything
else. I've heard of one. It's called the Surreal Life.
Whatever. Yeah, you could do that.
Please do that one.
And he goes away, and he goes away for 2-3 months.
Jeez.
And he comes out in July and holds a press conference about how he has seen his ways now and how, you know, he got control of his life. It got out of control. And he just issues an apology and how he's a different man. And
he cries.
He's rehabbed now, and he's ready to go. And I can't wait to go on and do some tryouts for some teams.
Okay.
All right. Well,
and you don't think a team is going to sit there and say, I believe you?
No. I think what a team is going to do is I don't. I think what a team will do, Lou, is
the contracts will be all incentive late and everything. Game by game and everything else. But a team will – because he's still good.
Nothing,
really good.
Nothing to do with the contract. Huh? What'll happen is a team will look at it and say, oh, that's nice. Isn't that great? He's getting help, and maybe he's cured himself. But I'm going to wait and see. And the problem when you wait and see with Antonio Brown is a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, there will be another incident, and those teams will sit there and say, I told you.
And well, they release him.
I told you.
To lose
and
point.
And they release him.
Let me help you with this, Lou.
And they have an out in contract.
I have one name for you as proof that that could possibly happen.
Give him in.
Because when you're talented and you're somewhat young, teams will take chances on
you regardless.
He's
31, 32 now, right? He's going to be 32 next season.
Yep.
Josh Gordon. That dude got more opportunities and left the league, came back to the league, left the league. That guy got so many freaking chances. Even when he left here, the Seattle Seahawks picked him up.
He's younger, right?
He's used up. He is washed up. But he was good for a while and had enough flashes that team said, you know what?
Worth
I'm good
it.
With it. Worth it.
Yeah, we're talking 4 years difference now. This guy's 4 years older, better player. I'll give you that. But the
10
better,
times the player,
but,
Josh Gordon.
I agree, but the better player is not going to do him any good.
If Antonio Brown got his stuff together and played next year. Is he a top 10 wide receiver?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't care how old he is.
But the first part
of
your
how old he is.
The first part of your premise doesn't work. Because if I'm a team, I have no assurances that he's going to do it.
Just like you have no assurances of Josh Gordon.
No, he could.
You might lose the player in week six because of a drug test.
I don't think Josh Gordon's going to play again.
I don't know. Okay,
I don't think any team's going to pick him.
Well, I believe in 10th chances.
10th chances.
Well, I'm just saying. So Kareem Hunt gets arrested.
He just did.
He gets pulled over recently, yeah, right? Yesterday, right, out in Ohio.
Right.
And they cite him for speeding, whatever it is. They smell weed. They find weed in three different places in his car.
Did you smell marijuana?
Now, he claims none of it was his. And I would say that's a good defense if there's like one spot in your car, you know, like in your backpack. Oh, man, it ain't mine. It's my buddy's. All right, what about the glove compartment? What about behind the seat? Someone planting weed all over your car?
Yeah, but I don't think
so. It was found in three different spots.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good comparison.
Well, I'm just saying. With Antonio, wait a minute.
Antonio Brown is a nutcase.
Yeah.
He came into the New England Patriots.
Well, this guy's got issues, too.
A team that probably has as much structure as you're going to find with any team in professional sports, and he couldn't get it done.
Yeah, but he wasn't
he couldn't
in the right
abide
place
by the rules.
And you're going to hear that in July or something when he comes out of a rehab spot.
Yeah.
I was in a bad place. Yeah. I made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm accountable. Yeah. I put myself in this house. I fixed myself. I'm ready to go. Who wants AB?
And his biggest
is going to be half the league raising their damn hand.
That won't happen. Matter of fact, just the opposite. They'll all sit there and they'll be intrigued and they'll say, "You know what? We're going to sit on our hands and knees and we're going to wait 6 months and let's see if he can prove that he can acclimate himself back into society again. And then let's see." And I don't think. Do you think he can last those 6 months? I don't.
No,
I don't. Well, I
would make sure I have it out, or I'm not responsible for.
I think he's got too many issues to be able
to
do that.
Yeah.
You got a problem with some guy
on
Twitter?
Yeah, I do. And I think I just want to deal with it and get it over with and just sort of.
Okay, Lou wants to go on an angry Lou rant.
I'm done.
And apparently, this is a guy, by the way, who he had been saying nice things about before.
I will continue.
Both on and off the air, because I've heard him off the air say nice things about this guy. I think he's going to rip this guy another one.
Wow.
That's what I think is about to happen here, Christian.
Does this guy know it's coming?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's coming. And it's coming next.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
All that stuff is gamesmanship. All that stuff is legal until the league says you can't do it anymore.
So
anything
excited
before that, shut up. There was a time when the league said, okay, we're going to put regulations on what the football can and can't be, right? 12.5 to 13.5. I don't want to hear in the 70s, I used to play with a ball with an 11. I don't give a shit. I really don't.
Hold on. I don't care.
Because it wasn't illegal.
All right, Lou's got a problem with somebody else.
Oh, well, yeah, this is just.
What's your problem today?
See, this is one of these things where, like, you know, it really wasn't. But I'm not going to sit there on Twitter, you know? Like, I kind of answered a couple questions. I moved back and said, you know what? I got my own show. Why not just explain what the hell I'm talking about here? Evan Lazar is a very good writer for CLNS. How many times have we sat in this show
Patriots
during the football season?
Beat writer, right?
Beat writer.
Yeah.
We sat there during the season and actually said, you know, we were ripping all the 22. All 22 Brigade, we're calling them, right?
Yeah, and I actually think that I had said at one point in time, he actually gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it more than Bedard.
Yeah,
and so you can see it on the All 22.
Very good.
By the way,
like reading his stuff.
Do you know the name of his podcast?
No.
Pat's All 22.
Oh, yeah, crap.
That's
change
fine
the name.
Well, we've given him a lot of credit. I don't know how old he holds the kid. 26, 27?
I don't know. I don't know him.
It's just, let me just read you this one tweet that started this bleep storm, okay? And I give him credit. He's got a lot of followers. I give him credit. He's got a lot of people that like him.
17 and a half.
Let me just read this line. Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver in Alabama, is one of the best route runners I've ever scouted. Now, I want to read this again. And when you read a writer writing this, I want you to tell me, Christian, or Glenn, both of you, what jumps out at you? If you're a human being, what's your first response? What's just a natural response? Jerry Jeudy is one of the best route runners I've ever scouted.
I thought he was a writer. I didn't think
he
was a scout.
Okay, well, my thing was, how long have you scouted?
Glenn, you got the scouts out, don't you?
Bing, bing. Glenn?
I got a bing, bing.
I never thought he was a scout. I thought he was a writer.
Ding.
Right.
Okay, so here's the thing. All I said was, once again, I'll start with how much I like reading your work, but how long have you been scouting? And it turns into... as long as you've been having bad takes to the radio.
Right,
I've been publishing reports for 3 years, been doing it longer, just not publicly. I learned from people smarter than me. He took courses at, like, the Scout Academy.
Yeah. Who teaches that?
More Chatham? Qualified than you are to discuss sports besides Chatham. Baseball.
Special guest speaker.
Like, and it just turned into, like, you know, people like, oh, he's better, you know, as long as you've been scouting football, Lou, he knows more. I'm not the one to claim to be a scout, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not the one. The kid's 27 years old. The best he's ever scouted. Hey, Mike Lombardi, Mike Mayock, Bill Belichick, save it. You've been watching for like 3 or 4 years. I love your work. But who are you? A scout?
You
think I give a rat's ass? He's the best wide receiver you've scouted? And I don't need you to tell me Jerry Jeudy's very good. I know it. Everybody does. How long I've been scouting? How long have you ever been scouting? Christ, you were born 26 years ago. Like, have you been scouting for 26? Like, when someone says, best player I've ever seen, you know, I've been a scout for a long, long time. Someone's been scouting for 30 years.
Yeah.
You're sitting there saying, damn, this guy, Mike Trout.
That's praise.
Best amateur hitter I've ever seen. That's, how long have you been doing it? 30 years. What if some guy said, Mike Trout's the best hitter I've ever scouted in my life? How long have you been scouting? 2. Well, Jesus. I mean, really? 2 years? I'm supposed to put stock in that? Listen, again, I love your work. I think you're one of the better writers. I just thought it was funny that you consider yourself a scout.
Yeah. Well,
that's it.
As soon as I saw it,
that's
it. I was like, okay, I feel like every time we kind of, you know, let's rag on him a little bit, we have to say, we like reading your stuff.
I do.
We like the work you
do. If there was somebody else, I would just say you're a jackass.
Yeah. So as soon as he said that, I was like, well, I mean,
how long you been scouting? That's it.
Well, no, that's the first thing I
thought. 3 years.
And then I was like, well, God. Well, I mean, I know at least 10 off the top of my head that are better, or if not just as good.
He might be the best. I have no clue.
He's not.
But it's just.
But he's good.
Use different phrases. That's all. Use a better phrase.
And that's when he got into trouble.
Use a better phrase.
By the way, he got into trouble.
He's inaccurate in one of the things he says. He says,
I don't even know.
About as long as you've been dishing bad takes on the radio.
Yeah.
Who's been dishing bad takes for like 15 years?
Oh, yeah. 10, 12 years.
Yeah, longer.
He's a pro.
Yeah.
12 years.
So can we
12 years ago, you were like a sophomore. Like, you know, holding the tee on the football team. Holding the board, what are we doing?
But don't you see a lot of these young writers want to do this now? They think they are scouts. They think because they've looked at the all-22s that they understand
what the scout academy is. He took class at the Scout Academy.
I have no idea.
But here's the thing. Do you think, like, if I grab the scout who's been doing baseball for a long, long time, or football for a long, long time, does that take any talent at all? Like, do you have to have an eye for it? Or do you think anybody can just take classes and be a scout? Like, what
anyone.
Makes a good scout?
Can I say I've
taken? What makes a bad scout?
I've actually watched
success rate.
Yeah,
you're quantifying and qualifying this guy as a good player before he even reaches the league. So if you're going to scout him and predict that he's going to be good because of X, Y, and Z, well, he better be good in the NFL, or you're a crappy scout. That's how I would predict it. Hey, he can do this. This will translate to the league. Okay, he's wrong. 10 years, 8 years down the line, you realize he sucked. He couldn't do what you said he could do. He was a terrible rock. He was dumb. He wasn't competitive. He didn't try hard.
Again,
that is what makes a good scout.
Kid works his ass off, and I really like his work. We've talked about it all year long. I just thought it was funny that he was one of the best route runners he's ever scouted. I simply asked a question.
Yeah.
How long have you been scouting? Because I thought it was a little bit strange.
You pissed him off.
I did.
You don't need that, Tyler.
I pissed him off.
Tyler, you know what?
And Evan, I'm sorry.
Tyler's feeling good about himself
I think you
today.
Used the wrong phrase. That's all. That's all. To all your followers out there, you got a lot of them. God bless you.
So what's wrong with being a beat reporter for these teams? Now suddenly you've got to become a scout as well? I don't think you're going to be able to sell yourself as a scout. If you're a beat writer for the team,
and do you have like a scout card? Like, hey, how you doing? You go to Minnesota,
picture on
you
it.
You go to Eastern, you know, Wisconsin State, you know, and you go, hi, I'm Chris Fourier, super scout. Oh, you got the 4-star scout. Ooh, you're a good scout.
It's like there's some sort of
how do you know?
I don't know.
How do you know? Because I mean, there's our guy, Tyler, he's feeling really good about himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
found
Which
love.
Which is a good day.
So he's found love.
He might have a little connection there.
Oh, he's gone through the timeline now of Evan Lazar. And he's
See,
got,
that's not right.
He's got many mentions.
That's not right.
Where Lazar refers to himself as a scout.
Can I think? Let me just reiterate this, because I remember in December, I was like, oh, you know, we should grab this guy. He actually said something that was actually interesting. We should get him on. And we actually wrote him. Tyler wrote him and said, "Hey, big fans of the big fan of your work.
We are.
Lou and Christian are big fans of your work.
I am. I still am.
Not as a scout.
I still am. I just don't want him scouting the draft and making decisions for the Patriots. He's not there yet.
And here's the thing. So
maybe when he gets to like Bedard's age,
if anyone can, I feel like we're just being jerks a little bit, but it is kind of aggravating when I see, I had this issue before. Like, how do these guys know? How do they know? How do they know what the route progression is? How do they know what the coverage is? How do they know? I know because I was in the offense. I know what this guy's supposed to do. I know that he cut the route off short. Yeah. I know that he's not supposed to run over there, and that wasn't his fault. I mean, I know it. I mean, this is the one team I know everything about. But I don't like to brag. So, you know, I don't like to shame.
No, not you. No,
I don't like to do that.
You wouldn't lower yourself to that standard.
But I do. So but when I find somebody that can identify it the right way, I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I'm looking at this right now. Maybe he is a scout. And we don't know because I'm looking
like
at
Field Yates. Not a scout. Field Yates was a scout, right?
He worked for the Patriots. He worked in the Patriots organization.
You have to be a scout for a team.
Started as, I believe, an intern, and he worked here for a few years before he got into the media. But I'm reading Evan Lazar, and we go way back here, September 6, 2019. I also scouted Johnson in the draft last year. I wasn't as high on him as others because of limited athleticism, downfield route running, but he's a unique talent used almost like an H-back. I'm not questioning that he doesn't have the right to have an opinion about any of these guys coming out of the draft.
And his opinion's usually very, very good.
But he does refer constantly here to, when I scouted this guy, I've scouted this guy, I've scouted
him
for
the last 2 years. You know what that translates to? I watched him.
We all do.
I watched him. You're a scout.
We all do that. I'm a scout.
Hey, good on you.
I'm a scout.
Hey, can you scout my son?
The reality of the situation is it was off coverage.
I mean, even if it was like Jerry Jeudy's the best route runner I've ever seen, there'd be no discussion. I would just read it and be like, okay, he likes Jeudy. Yeah, okay.
But that was a trigger for you.
But no, the word scout, that's all. Best I've ever scouted. It was real simple.
But I
think that's the reaction of anybody. If anybody out there listening, if a writer said Jerry Jeudy's the best route runner I've ever scouted, you know your first reaction would be like, all right, well, how old is this kid? 27? How long has he been scouting?
In comparison.
That's all. I mean, it's
in comparison.
Being honest. I don't rip you. I like you. Well, if I didn't like you, I would continue to shred you.
Guys,
but
like,
I've over and over and over and over and over again said I like your work. So I like
guys like Aaron Donald. I scouted Aaron Donald. Actually,
did you?
I actually flew to Pittsburgh, scouted some of his practices.
Reading your report right now.
I did not put
undersized,
a report
not tall enough.
And Ndamukong Suh. I remember like scouting Ndamukong Suh. I was watching film on Ndamukong Suh.
Here's your scouting report. Angry dude.
Not aggressive enough.
I remember saying.
Too passive.
I remember other people saying the best they've ever seen. So with a guy who's scouted or evaluated talent for 30 years tells me he's the best he's ever seen. If Mel Kiper Jr. comes up and says, this is the best I've ever seen in so many years. I mean, Mel Kiper did my draft. He did drafts before me, so he's seen everybody.
Right, so what if a kid who's been doing it for 3 years says he's the best he's ever seen? The best I've ever seen in the 3 years I've been doing it. Got it.
Can I just say this? You know what his biggest problem is? He might be misguided into where his career is going. So instead of working for CLNS Media, what he should be doing is starting an intern with some football team where he
then
can
you'll get
work
the credibility
and he'll
that you
get
want.
Credibility if this is what he wants to
those
do.
CSL, what are
trust me,
NS?
I have no idea, but I'll guarantee you this.
Yeah, that's a feisty group over there. I remember they were like the whole Average Al thing.
Oh, that's right, the Average Al guys.
Sway and Gilroy's in there. Corrales, the whole
Sway.
Hashtag fanboy.
Yeah, they're a feisty
group. You're right, though.
He's one of those guys that looks at the box score.
Like them all.
But, Christian, you see a lot of these guys, and to be honest with you, that's where Field Yates started. He was doing that, but you're not going to make much money doing it. You're going to start at the bottom of the barrel. That's exactly what Belichick did. But I got to believe you're making about the same amount of money you're making at CLNS Media, right? So maybe he's in the wrong business. He doesn't want to be a reporter. He wants to be a scout. He wants to work for a football team. Then go do it. I think you've awakened him. I think you've got him
now.
Okay,
so we have Lombardi on.
And that's fine. He takes a job with the Patriots.
That's what he should do.
All right.
No, and he's exactly.
Find a team.
And he's year two, year three. And Bill looks at another guy he's had for 25 years that he's worked with, even before, prior years in Cleveland. You know, and he says that's the best guy I've ever seen, best guy I've ever scouted. You think Bill would sit there and say, listen, you've been at it for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, we like the guy too, but you know, slow down a little bit. No, you saying it's the best you've ever scouted isn't quite like the guy I've been working with for 25 years that scouted Randy Moss, that scouted Larry Fitzgerald. You know what I mean? That scouted some of the Hall of Fame wide receivers. There's some stock there. Been doing it for 3 years. Okay. Right, you think he's better than A.J. Brown?
Yeah, well, we do have...
better than Deebo Samuel.
We do have Lombardi on.
That's my next book, Marcus Aurelius.
We should ask
he's
him.
He's been a scout. He's done a lot of stuff.
If Jerry Jeudy is the best route runner that he's ever seen.
Yeah.
That he's ever scouted.
If he says no, who do you believe?
I want to go with Lombardi.
I got a feeling he might say yes.
Maybe.
I just think he's misguided. I think he does not want to be one of these reporters. He's on the beat. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to be a scout, which is fine if that's what you want to do. Hey,
I feel like I feel like Greg Bedard and those guys, they should all wear like a badge.
Yes,
they should have like the sheriff's wear and I'll be like, hey, here comes the sheriff from town. Right. Here comes the scouts. He's gonna watch your 3-point stance.
Because in all fairness,
oh, did you high point the ball or what kind of coverage is that? Woo! Did he get his feet in bounds?
Christian, they're not
it's
doing
like I'm a scout.
They're not doing anything different than Lou or you or I'm doing, and that is bad takes every day. They're not doing anything different. So really, Bedard's
bad takes.
Yeah, bad takes.
We got a lot of bad takes. What is that supposed to mean?
You haven't had bad takes.
No, I've never had a bad take in my life.
I got a long list.
Never.
But the point I'm making
bunch
is
a bunch of bad takes.
All of these guys, they all no seem crap. Like they want to work for a football team. Go work for a football team.
Here's the thing is, they don't. Because that is a pride-swallowing, low end of the totem pole, no respect.
Long hours.
Grinded out, crappy towns.
Thank God.
Never go, no respect, write up a million reports.
Doesn't have all 22.
All right, let's move.
Thank God.
But they do have a lot of scouts.
But thank God. God.
Yeah, nobody's tweeting anything. I scouted this guy in the Arizona Fall League. I mean, huh? What? And then what did you see there?
No.
He saw something that maybe only he saw.
Well, right, we're gonna bring Lou into familiar territory coming up next.
What do you got?
So is there something I can talk to? Talk about?
Yes, you can talk about baseball. Yeah, you played the game.
A bunch of bad takes with that too.
Part time.
Make sure it's a good part-time. Take.
It's a bad take.
Make sure it's a good take.
Are the Red Sox going to trade Mookie Betts? We get to it coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.